Rainwater is a resource, though we often don't think of it in those terms. But Nate Downey does, and he's written a book, Harvest the Rain, that's intended to get more people viewing it that way, especially as concerns about water shortages mount in the age of climate change.
There's two approaches you can have to a shortage. One of them is conservation, and another is where are you going to get more of the thing that you're trying to have, and why not catch the rainfall that hits our roofs and hits our roads and our driveways and our slopes and allow it to be put to good use.
Over the past few years, there has been growing interest in adding rainwater catchment systems to homes or designing them into new construction. Often, these involve large tanks to hold the captured precipitation and save it for garden and landscaping release later. Downey prefers an earthier approach.
It can be very expensive to store it in a tank. Because of that, an economical way to store your water is to store it in the soil. That means building soil so that when dry times do come, there's more moisture in the soil. That means putting plants in plant communities where some of the water is tapped from deep-rooted plants like horseradish and carrot and strawberries on the ground level can help fight weeds and grasses that'll come in and rob water.
There is also a third way of maximizing water use, though it has little to do with rain.
There's passive water harvesting where you store water in the soil. There's active water harvesting where you store water in cisterns. And then there is wastewater harvesting where you don't want to store it at all. You want to just get the gray water out into a mulched basin.
Such a basin can be a lined pit or a broad pond, but the optimal design, Downey suggests, is an undulating trench.
Some people think of them as swales that are dug along the contour of a slope. A hole in the ground with a berm on the downhill side that's filled with mulch. It's good to make these have a lot of length and not so much width. If you can make skinny ponds that wiggle through a property, that's more effective than a pond with big space in the middle for the water to evaporate or to just not be used.
Then there is an altogether different way to use saved rainwater as a replacement for conventional water supplies in the home.
Rainwater is one of the cleanest sources of drinking water that you can find, and it's very inexpensive to filter to a potable level. You want to make sure your roof doesn't have a ton of lead solder on the gutters. There's a process that you have to use to make sure that it stays clean, and that does cost between $500 and $1,000 to install, but at that point then, you have potable drinking water.
These ideas are rapidly gaining popularity in the wetter coastal climates of California and the Pacific Northwest, Downey observes, but the need for them is actually more acute in more arid areas, such as Southern California and his home in Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.